This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A bomb explosion tore through a Shiite mosque in Afghanistan's southern Kandahar city during Friday afternoon mass prayers, killing or injuring dozens of worshippers. Reuters news agency quotes an Afghan health official as saying the toll has risen to at least 33 dead, 73 wounded. Taliban officials have confirmed the bombing but said nothing so far about the casualties. It was not immediately known whether the attack was the work of a suicide bomber, nor whether there were any claims of responsibility. Last Friday, a powerful suicide bombing of a Shiite mosque in the northeastern Afghan city of Kunduz killed at least 150 worshippers and injured many more. Islamic State Khorasan Province, or IS Khorasan, the Afghan affiliate of Islamic State, claimed responsibility for carrying out the Kunduz attack and warned of more violence. A man suspected of killing five people in Norway with a bow and arrow, as well as other weapons, was in the care of health professionals on Friday, according to police. Investigators have named the suspect as Espen Andersen Rossen. He's a 37-year-old Danish citizen who has lived most of his life in Kongsberg, where the attacks took place on Wednesday. Investigators say he has acknowledged killing the victims. A court has ruled he could be held for up to 4 weeks in pretrial detention. Police say Brothen is a convert to Islam who had shown signs of radicalization. His lawyer said Thursday his client will be subjected to a full psychiatric evaluation. Four women and one man aged between 50 and 70 were killed in what police have said to appear to be a random act of terrorism. This is VOA News. Sky News reports a British lawmaker has been stabbed multiple times while meeting with his constituents. David Amos, a member of Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party, was stabbed by a man who walked into his constituency meeting in Essex in the English southeast on Friday. Sky News said he was receiving treatment at the scene for his injuries. Germany's Social Democrats, the Greens, and Liberal FDP have forged a preliminary agreement to build the country's next government. The news came from Finance Minister Olaf Scholz on Friday after a series of three-way discussions. A senior Chinese official on Friday defended China's human rights policies amid widespread criticism as Beijing prepares to host the 2022 Winter Olympics. Zhang Jiaguo, the vice minister of the party's publicity department, has said China has marked a miracle of safeguarding human rights and accused the United States of using human rights as a geopolitical weapon. There's been widespread criticism of Beijing's treatment of Uyghur Muslims in the northwest China region of Xinjiang, which rights groups say amounts to genocide. There's also been criticism of China's crackdown on protesters in Hong Kong and its policies toward Tibet and Taiwan. Some have called for governments to boycott the game, with 3,000 athletes, sponsors, and broadcasters being lobbied by rights groups representing minorities across China and those representing Tibetan and Hong Kong communities. The Winter Games are scheduled for February 4th, 2022. Heavy gunfire broke out Thursday in Beirut during a protest organized by the Hezbollah group against a judge leading the probe into last year's blast in the city's port. At least six people were killed and dozens were wounded in the most violent street fighting in the Lebanese capital in years. The exchanges of fire along a former front line from the 15-year civil war that ended in 1990 involved pistols, automatic rifles, and rocket-propelled grenades. It was reminiscent of that civil war. Gunfire echoed for hours, and ambulances rushed to pick up casualties. The UN Special Envoy for Colombia is calling for greater efforts to integrate former combatants who are struggling with access to land and housing and finding sustainable incomes and security. Carlos Ruiz Massu told the UN Security Council Thursday that in discussions with former combatants, it became clear that in the early years following the 2016 peace agreement, boosting reintegration instilled hope among thousands of ex-combatants. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.